Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Welcome, everybody, to your weekly World Service Taster. Very few things in this world get our members more excited than Frank Lampard returning to Chelsea as interim manager, and they're not the only ones. Yeah, there's just something about this man that fires Ken up, so much so that as I record this promo for you guys upstairs in our second captain studios, Ken is downstairs patiently waiting for Lampard to deliver his opening press conference of his second stint in charge of Stamford Bridge. The results of all that endeavour will be available to you today if you sign up to the World Service. And the great thing about Lampard, it's never just about him, is it? There's also a famously supportive uncle, never too far away from a mic.
Did he bring the players in? Did he bring the Germans in?
And if Ken on Lampard isn't enough to tempt you in, how about the greatest podcasting duo you never knew you needed in your life? Ken Early and Joe Brolly. Brolly is now in the podcasting game himself, presenting Free State with Dion Fanning. And Joe and Dion were in this week with Ken and Kieran.
What is so appealing about false gods? You know, I mean, there have always been sort of, you know, corrupt preachers and quack doctors these kinds of frauds. But what we see now is like these sort of superstars emerging. You know, even someone like Russell Brand is becoming like a kind of quite big guru now. You know, for like doing videos, really, like, you know, videos on YouTube, he's hammering the views anyway. I mean, he's talking total nonsense. But also when you see the people who actually have succeeded, I don't think any of them would say the thing that you've just said, which is, you know, let's get the government involved to regulate more things. In fact, that's like the anathema. That's like, oh, the government is sort of the enemy of everything. Like every one of these figures who's successful is kind of countering, you know, what the mainstream or boasting about how censored they are. You know what I mean? That's evidently what succeeds. Why do you think that is?
I think there's so much uncertainty today as well, which is a huge part of it. And then you're also dealing, as you're dealing with so much new media that you're actually in a time like when the printing press was invented, that you're actually dealing with this explosion of a new technology that also at a time of great uncertainty, and which actually came first, you know, is kind of a good point to look at. But you've got this huge uncertainty that people want some reassurance about it. And in a world, and if you look at, it's kind of like the arc of a person who is radicalized. I think there's the idea of these audiences growing around issues, you know, like you look at the sort of ground zero for a lot of stuff, which is the sort of the crash, 2008, various things that happened there. And you can read, I remember reading an analysis by Steve Bannon in like New York magazine at one point. And, you know, you're for about a third of it, you're going, I agree with every word of this. Yeah. You know, this is spot on. You know, the bank, you know,
the banks, why didn't anyone go to jail?
Yeah, why didn't anybody go to jail? All this kind of stuff, which actually everybody agrees now. Like, you know,
all he wanted to do was replace their plunder with his plundering.
Yeah, and blame, and, you know, and make it a kind of, you know, a sort of a nationalist American project. And that's the thing. So there is, that thing when people are radicalized, it's often by one event that actually kind of they feel I've been conned here.
The point about them is this: since Dale Carnegie onwards, who was the founder of all this charlatanism, you know, the 10 rules of the successful man, you know, the 10 rules of the super wealthy, all that nonsense. You know, and as I said in the podcast, you know, the only person who ever got rich quick from a get rich quick book was the author.
Yeah.
You know,
and so, sorry, go ahead, Stephen.
No, I was going to, it's like when the, you know, there is something seductive about them, because you look even like last week and it kind of went viral, but like Jake Humphrey's LinkedIn post.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was brilliant. I mean,
it was brilliant, but like there's a part, was part week. Of my brain anyway that, you know, when I first read it, I go, maybe I should get up before. You should get up at 5 a.m.
Can I just say, yeah, that was not my reaction.
You know, I need to take more vitamins and what, drink
more. If the first line of How to Change Your Life is...
Have a world-class, yeah.
If the first line of How to Change Your Life is get up at 4:30 a.m., I'm like...
Yeah, well, I probably jumped... I jumped to points 2 and 3, probably.
Okay,
you know.
Okay.
But, you know, there is... And it's funny, my uncle, who's was a professor of economics in UCC, and he's recently done a book on leadership, and the whole premise of it is that none of like that it's a much more complicated, like then there's so much phony stuff out there. But his book has one page where he actually is taking apart all these kind of, you know, crazy, like these sort of Instagrammable kind of ideas for how to be a leader. And it has leader versus boss. And it's meant to be a satire of the leadership. But I went down to his book launch in Cork for it. And everyone was talking about how great it was that we now know how to distinguish between being a leader and a boss. And, you know, because that's what you want. People want, give me the 5 points today.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me 3 words that tell me my country will make sense to me again.
In ways, the get up at 4:30 a.m. thing is actually easier for people to understand. Because, like, I don't want to do that. And yet... You know, this is a sacrifice I'm willing to make to become...
For about 3 days.
To become a great leader, you know? And that, so, in ways, if you ask them to do something hard, but... Like, annoying, but pointless.
Well, getting up at
4:30 a.m., then that's, like, that's actually a good thing.
There's two aspects to it, I think. But the first one is the obvious factual problem. You know, the highlight that it's a fantasy is that with all these hundreds of millions of self-help books and hundreds... of thousands and millions of people going to these seminars every year and devotees of all these life coaches. Why is everybody not a millionaire living in a marbled mansion in Spain, you know, with a private jet? Why is that not happening? And increasingly, it's become a very useful tool. And very quickly, big corporations cottoned on to this tyranny of self-help, right? You're the problem. You don't have the correct attitude. Okay. We talk about this in the podcast. AT&T famously sacked 15,000 employees. Yeah. They gave every one of them a self-help manual from a leading guru who made a speech to them from the stage to tell them this is the beginning of the rest of your life, to rock music, get up, dance. This is not... an occasion for pessimism. This is an occasion for joy. You are embarking on the first day of the rest of your life. You are a miracle. Expect miracles because you are one. You know. And we see this now, for example. You wanna make a speech at Davos. You're a writer, or you're someone who's got interesting social thoughts, interesting political thoughts. Unless you're a friend of the elites, unless you're going to go there and praise them, not criticize the system, not criticize the structural inequalities that there are, you can forget about it. You can write for the currency or on the ditch for a few quid a month, and you can knock your pan in because your conscience tells you that it's the right thing. But if you want to make money from this, you become a Joe Vitale.
Well, this sounds more promising.
You become a Tony Robbins.
I think though there's definite guru potential being displayed by you right now. Actually.
I will tell you this.
The law of attraction. Have you ever heard of the law of attraction?
If I decided to be one of those absurd gurus, I would make tens of millions of pounds. I could get up on the stage.
Why would you take a pay cut though, Joe?
I'll tell you this.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ask Gary if he thinks like the publicity he's give young Frank there warrants it, because personally I don't think he's quite good enough yet. And I also think that in the last couple of years you've let some good midfielders go for peanuts like Matt Holland and Scott Canham.
Well, no, they definitely wasn't good enough. I'll tell you now, you know, you can sit in front of all these people, I'll tell you, without any shadow of a doubt, there will be no comparison with what Frank Lampard will achieve in football and what Scotty Cannon will achieve in football. And I may be now, I didn't want to say this in front of him, but he will go right to the very top. Right to the very top.
Well, there you are. You heard it here first.
He has given them belief. It's almost the perfect man management.
I love this club. When we start the season wanting to win,
I'm convinced Frank Lampard will become England manager.
Frank Lampard's lost 8 games.
Well, I can't drag people out of the medical room.
But for some reason, hey, Frank's doing all right. Frank, maybe because he's English. I don't know.
Why do you think you're off the pace today?
I know, that's one for the players.
I'd love Frank Lampard to get the Chelsea job in 10 years' time.
Frank's track record on CV went to Derby, didn't get promoted. But Frank's got all the answers for Chelsea. He hasn't.
I think for a journalist to be objective would be a big start.
Harry Redknapp joins us live this morning. Harry, good morning to you.
Good morning. People need time. You lose 4 or 5 games, it doesn't suddenly make you a bad manager. You're only as good as your players at the end of the day. And the players that have brought in, the two German players, have been massive disappointments.
Yeah.
Massive. I've not yet seen a manager that can turn very average players into great players. I'm still looking to see somebody who can do that.
You heard it here first.
Can I tell you now, there ain't no doubt about that in my opinion.
The US Masters is underway at Augusta today, with everybody walking on LIV Golf eggshells in the build-up. Brooks Koepka is among the LIV golfers teeing it up. I tried to engage Ken in the Koepka backstory, as told in the Full Swing documentary on Netflix. A formerly bullish champion athlete, now openly struggling with self-confidence as his game disappears from him, unable to focus on anything else in his life. But Ken, well, he was a bit more interested in the tricks of the documentary-making trade.
I used to be good at getting away from the game at home. But lately,
I cannot figure out how to fucking turn it off because I've been playing so bad. This fucking thing can consume you.
And then Wednesday.
Perfect. Jenna will be talking to me, and I'm thinking about my damn golf swing. My whole career is going like straight up. And then all of a sudden, I'm kind of on, I don't want to say the other side of it, but it's like, okay, well, we're going down now.
Jump! Boy!
And this is the worst I've ever struggled in my whole life. I have to figure out how to get the fuck out of this thing before it gets too late.
You know what we should have is those, you hear that sound, the documentary soundtrack, like the sort of strings which are empathetically reflecting his mood when he says the things. Mm-hmm. I want that.
In your life?
Yeah. I mean,
or on this podcast?
No, I mean generally, to go around and to have that playing.
Like, I'm sure we can add some in post-production here, so possibly your listeners are hearing a bit of this over you now.
But why do we not have that yet? You know, like, there's just the utter banality of what he's saying there. It's like, sometimes I think about my job even when I'm not doing it. It's like, oh, really?
Brooks Koepka.
When things are going badly at work, sometimes, you know, it has an effect on my mood. Oh, really? That's incredible, Brooks.
That was easily the least banal episode, because you have this alpha male winner talking about becoming basically a loser.
Yeah.
It's actually very interesting. I like that episode.
But the strings add a lot to it. And we can't be far away from that. Because, I mean, you can just auto-generate that. You know, oh, tense strings. You know,
as you're walking around the street, you mean?
They describe it now when you're watching something on like Netflix or whatever. They describe the type of music in the subtitles. You know, empathic music or thoughtful. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
If you could just have that so that to elevate the banalities that you say as you go about your normal life. Yeah. And... you know, like if you're you're ordering something, say you go into a cafe or something, you say, can I have the X sandwich, please? And they say, actually, we're just out of that. And the music just suddenly stops with a little ding.
I'm warm with that. I actually think that idea could work quite well, a soundtrack accompanying Ken's life. Let's see if we can let's see if we can make that happen. That could be a bonus podcast for you at some stage, if you become a member, of course, of the World Service. SecondCaptains.com, £5 a month plus VAT. You'll hear every episode ad-free, and the Second Captains podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
World Service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.